Companies in Japan are still struggling to work out problems with their supply chains following the earthquake and tsunami in March. That includes car makers there, and that slowdown has hit automakers in this country. The overall U.S. market was dragged down by sluggish sales of Japanese brand cars, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Sales for General Motors were up by 8%, Ford by 6%, and Chrysler beat expectations with a whopping 20% increase over last July. Jesse Toprak is an analyst with TrueCar.com. He says that's good, but not as good as it used to be.
July sales was sort of like the car stuck on first gear. For the last 3 months, we just can't get it to go on the second gear.
Toprak says sales were not helped by Japanese car makers who are still working out their supply chain issues. Toyota dropped 20% and Honda sales fell by more than a quarter. Oh, then there was the debt ceiling debate, which spooked stock investors and car buyers. Toprak also says there's this new surprising problem.
Consumers are realizing that the new cars that they've been buying last several years can actually last a pretty long time without a problem. They're actually pretty well made.
A problem for car makers, that is. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.